David Lloyd Club Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
This week on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show, I've come along to David Lloyd Club Harrogate, and today we're going to be concentrating on nutrition, the nutrition side of things, the food and drink they offer in their club room to have before or after workouts to replenish those fuels that you might have lost during your time in the gym. Now, I'm joined by Sophie, who is a club room assistant and an aspiring personal trainer, and Caroline, who works on reception but hosts group exercise classes as well. So hello to you both.
Hello.
Hi.
Sophie, we'll start with you. Just talk me through. We're looking at the menu now, and the thing that stands out for me is the smoothies. Now, smoothies are popular with families, with children, but they're really popular with people that work out as well, aren't they?
Yeah, so obviously we do a lot of protein shakes because it's a gym, and people will need these after their workouts to obviously recover and replenish, and it means they can build and get better performances when training in the gym. Probably our most popular proteins would be the fruit and nut and top banana. So the top banana, you've got a banana, peanut butter, chocolate protein plus almond milk. And in the fruit and nut, you've got strawberries, banana, peanut butter, protein and almond milk as well. So with our protein shakes, we have a variety of milks you can use. So we don't just have the standard green milk. So we've got almond, soya and coconut milk that you can have. Also, we do dairy-free protein powder as well as the normal protein powder. So this allows more people to be able to have the protein shakes, even if they've got dietary requirements.
So as I mentioned, you're an aspiring personal trainer, and as part of your course, you have to learn about nutrition, that sort of side of things.
Yeah.
When it comes to things like fruit, how important is fruit for you?
Well, obviously, fruit can be quite high in sugar, but you need that because it's natural sugar and it's kind of a healthy sugar in a way. When you train, you burn off the natural sugar. And it gives you the energy for obviously training. And with the smoothies, because the fruit is included in that, we can use them to replenish your energy stores for either pre or post workout.
Now, as we mentioned, smoothies are very popular with families and with children, but you don't have to just have a smoothie. There is such a wide selection of breakfasts you can have here. Just talk us through some of the most popular ones, some things that people want when they've just come out of the gym and they need to replenish them fuels.
Okay, so we have a lot of variety with our breakfast. So we kind of got three menus for it. So we've got a whole eggs menu. So obviously, if you're wanting your high protein meals, that would be ideal. We've got the club breakfast. So we've got a high protein one, obviously for the protein again. And then we've also got vegetarian options for any vegetarians. And we've also got lighter options, such as like porridge and stuff like that. So it's a variety for anyone.
Caroline, as we said, you host some group exercise classes here at David Lloyd, as well as working on reception. Just talk us through the importance of the nutrition in the club room and how important that is before classes and after classes as well.
So obviously what you eat before and after classes affects your, what you're eating in general affects your energy levels. So having things that are really high in carbohydrates is going to zap your energy. You feel really full after it. So what you're wanting to do is fill yourself with foods that are going to give you that energy buzz and feel light and be able to give you the energy for the classes. So I teach an aqua class on a Friday morning. I teach a boot camp, a couple of boot camp classes and a couple of classes, one which is body pump and one which is a total conditioning class. So you've got two classes in there where you are using weights and then a couple of classes that are more high intensity interval training.
Now, you mentioned there pre or post workout. When is the best time to have these things that we just spoke to Sophie about in the club room, like the smoothies, these sort of things, the protein shakes? Are they something you should have after you've worked out to replenish, as we said, or should you have them beforehand to fuel your workout?
So I think obviously you want to have eaten about maybe 2 hours before your workout. If then you need something else, you might want a little bit of fruit like berries or some nuts maybe before you do a workout. We do pre-workout sort of, there are little drinks that you can have as well. So you can have those before your workout, maybe about half an hour before if you wanted to. Afterwards, so that you're not losing your muscle mass, especially if you're looking for weight loss as a goal in the gym, you want to replenish that protein as you after you're working out.
And as you said, little things like nuts can be massively important. Is it important to eat little and often or have quite large meals to fuel you for the day? What would you say is best?
So in my opinion, it is working for me to eat little and often now. So I have breakfast, lunch and dinner, and I have maybe one or two snacks. On top of that, I might have a protein shake as well if I've worked out and I feel like I need the energy and to help me recover more.
Well, ladies, thanks for joining me, the both of you. And as we said, the importance of going to the club room at David Lloyd after you've been for a workout, or even beforehand, just to have a look at their selection. They've got such a selection of smoothies and protein shakes to replenish those things you may have lost during exercise, or to fuel before you actually go into the gym. So thanks again, ladies, for joining me.
Thank you.
David Lloyd Club Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.